Heads in silent prayer, prepare our hearts.
大家一起同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath service.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日聚会。
Let us all rise together and sing hymn 321.
我们一起站立唱诗321首。
Keeping us all safe so that we can gather together in his beautiful chapel to give praise and thanks to him.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，可以让我们大家都平安地来到这个美丽的会堂来敬拜他。
As many of us know, the other night we had a very brief but very powerful storm come through.
我们知道不久前才有一个非常短暂但是非常强烈的暴风雨经过。
And we thank God for his protection.
我们感谢神他的保护。
Kneel together in prayer, we give thanks to our Lord.
我们一同跪下来，然后感谢他。
We ask him that the words that are spoken be his words and filled with power and his truth and his love.
我们求他的力量加添在我们说出来的话都有他的灵在里面。
And that his Holy Spirit will pour out upon all of us.
那他的圣灵然后加满我们每一位。
Let us kneel together in prayer.
我们一同跪下祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share a few words for our mutual encouragement.
奉主耶稣圣名在这边说话，作为大家彼此的勉励。
The Lord Jesus has given his church a two-part mission.
主耶稣给他的教会两个任务，两个使命。
He has given us a mission that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
第一个使命就是我们要到往普天下去传福音。
And we are also to feed his sheep.
而且我们要牧养他的羊。
Let us refresh our memories as we read the scripture.
我们再一次读经节来重新思考。
First, let us turn to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
我们看一下马可福音十六章。
Mark 16,
马可福音十六章
verses 15 and 16.
第十五节、十六节。马可福音十六章第十五节，他又对他们说：“ 你们往普天下去，传福音给万民。十六节，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Here we see the Lord Jesus says that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
这边我们看到主耶稣告诉我们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民。
You know, I fly sometimes to some quite large cities.
我有时候常常会飞到不同的大的城市去。
And if I take, for example, New York City into consideration,
比如说我们拿纽约市来举例子
we can see that it's quite large.
我们可以看到纽约市非常的大。
And just driving through the streets or taking the subways or even walking, we can see that there are so many people.
光是在街上开车搭地铁或者是在路上走你可以看到许许多多的人
And if we think about September 11th 2001
我们想想看2001年的911事件
How many people perished in the Twin Towers without ever hearing the gospel
有多少人在这个事件当中丧生而他们从来没有听过福音呢
We can realize that this mission that the Lord has given us is quite overwhelming
我们可以知道神给我们的这个使命是非常非常的 艰难的
It is a huge responsibility
因为我们有非常大的责任
As we are sitting here this morning millions of babies are being born around the world
就在我们今天坐在这边一个早上在全世界有多少个婴儿在这个时候出生
How is it possible that we can ever preach the gospel to the whole world
我们怎么可能向全世界传福音呢
But we see in verse 16
我们看第十六节
It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
这边说信而受洗的必然得救。
The first part falls upon us, the believer.
前半部的责任就是在我们这些已经相信的人的身上。
We have been given the responsibility to preach.
我们有了这个要向所有的人传福音的责任。
The second part falls upon the listener.
第二部分就是这个责任就在听这些听福音的人身上。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救。
So we must do our best.
所以我们必须要尽我们的力量。
So that those who hear the word of God will believe and will be baptized.
所以那些听到神的福音的人，如果相信了得救的，相信受洗的就会得救。
But many times we preach to our friends, to our family, co-workers.
但是我们常常向我们的朋友、亲戚或者是同事传福音。
But they are discouraged. We become discouraged because they do not believe. They do not accept.
我们有时候很沮丧，因为他们不相信，他们也不听。
But we still must do our job.
但是我们仍然要尽我们的责任。
Because whether they believe or not is between them and God.
因为不管他们相不相信，那是他和神之间的事情。
We have the responsibility to plant the seed.
我们必须要有播种的责任。
Now let's take a look at the second part.
我们再来看第二部分。
Let's turn to John.
我们翻开约翰福音。
Gospel of John 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
21 verse 15.
二十一章第十五节。
15 through 17.
从第十五节到十七节。约翰福音二十一章十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”十六节
，16。
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”十七节
，17。
第三次对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊
Amen. Here we see that the Lord Jesus speaking with Peter gives us, him a responsibility
我们可以看到在这边耶稣在跟彼得讲话然后把责任交给他
And this responsibility is passed on to us.
这个责任同样的也是在我们的身上。
In 15, he tells Peter to feed my lambs.
第十五节他说你喂养我的羊。
So those that we preach to and receive the gospel message.
那这些就是我们 那些听到这个福音的人,
and they believe and they are baptized.
如果他们听了, 相信, 然后受洗,
we have a responsibility to continue to feed them.
我们必须有继续喂养他们的责任,
to feed them the ongoing truth of the gospel.
我们必须要用, 这个真理继续地喂养他们,
teaching them how to obey and to love our Lord.
教他们如何遵守真理, 并且,
in verse 16, he says, tend my sheep.
第16节讲说, 你要喂, 牧养我的羊,
which means to care for my sheep.
这边就表示说, 你要关心我们的羊,
to show them love.
要给他们爱心,
to pray for them.
为他们祷告,
to offer them counseling when they are going through difficult times.
当他们遇到困难的时候, 给他们, 辅导。
So when we discuss the magnitude of preaching the gospel and caring for his sheep,
所以我们知道从这边看到, 照顾这些羊群的这些程度,
how is it possible that we, as a relatively small church, even though we are all over the world, to do this?
对于我们来说,就算我们教会在全世界都有聚会的, 的教会, 那但是我们的人非常的少, 我们怎么可能去, 做这样子的事情呢?
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 14.
我们翻开启示录第14章,
the book of Revelation chapter 14.
启示录14章,
verse 6.
第6节, 启示录14章第6节, 我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中, 有永远的福音, 要传给住在地上的人, 就是各国, 各族, 各方, 各民。
Here we see that in the revelation that John received, he saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, heaven having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth.
我们可以看到, 约翰他所收到的启示, 他就看到了有另外一个天使飞在空中, 有永远的福音要传给在地上的人,
to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
就是各国, 各族, 各方各民。
In the year 1999, the True Jesus Church became very actively involved in the internet ministry.
在1999年的时候, 真耶稣教会, 对于网络事工开始非常积极的作为。
And from the early days of the internet ministry to now, we have realized and experienced quite a bit of success.
那从一开始到目前为止, 我们都有很不错的成功的例子。
And we can see that God is reaching out into all the four corners of the earth.
我们可以看到神真的将他的, 大能往这个地球的四方, 伸展去。
This morning I'd like to share with you some testimonies in what I like to call success stories of the internet ministry.
今天早上我想用一些网络事工的很成功的例子来跟大家, 做一些分享。
In the early days of while we were doing the internet ministry, I received an email from a Presbyterian minister in Korea.
在一开始的时候, 我们开始做网络事工的时候, 我曾经接到一个在韩国的一个, 长老会的牧师, 他写给我的一封信。
Now this minister had been led to our website, and he was somewhat upset because he read that we say we should do everything in the name of Jesus Christ.
这位, 牧师他会找到我们教会的网站, 那是因为他一开始觉得很沮丧, 因为他认看到我们教会是说做什么事情都要以耶稣基督的名来做。
Now this man had been a Presbyterian minister for over 30 years.
那这位, 这位人, 这位, 牧师他已经在长老会, 担任这个职位30多年了。
And so when he wrote in, he said, what do you mean we have to do everything in Jesus' name?
他写信给我的时候, 他就说, 你们说什么事情都要按照耶稣的名来做是什么意思?
You mean all the prayers that I've offered in these 30 years and all the prayers that my congregation has offered in all these years is for nothing?
你是说我这30年所做的祷告跟我的所有的会众所做的祷告通通都是, 没有意义了吗?
Of course, I reassured him that any prayer offered to the Lord Jesus with the right heart will be heard by him.
当然我给他一个确定就是说, 任何的祷告如果有一个正确的心的话, 都不会是白白浪费的。
But I went on to share with him the reason why we use the Lord Jesus' name.
但是我继续跟他分享, 我们为什么做什么事都要奉主耶稣的圣名来做。
Because there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved.
因为在普天之下没有任何的名字我们可以借以得救。
And we are also told in Colossians 3 verse 17, everything we do, we must do in Jesus' name.
因为就在哥罗西书三章七节的时候，那边告诉我们说，我们做任何事情都要按照神的圣名来做。
So I sent to him, I offered to send to him, two books.
所以我寄给他两本书。
And you have them here in your library.
在我们的教会的图书馆你也可以找到。
And I use them quite often in my ministry.
我常常用这两本书来帮忙。
The first one is Elder John Young's Essential Biblical Doctrines.
第一个是杨长老的圣经要道。
And the other one is our Q&A on basic beliefs.
第二本书是真道提要。
So after he received them a few weeks later, he wrote back again.
那当这位牧师他接到这两本书之后，他过了几个礼拜又写信给我。
His attitude had changed.
他的态度完全变了。
He was very humble.
他非常的谦卑。
And he said,Now I understand.
他说现在我明白了。
Now, not only do I understand this truth, but I also see some other truths that I did not see before in my ministry.
我不只可以了解到为什么我们什么事情都要奉主耶稣的圣名来做，我还看到了其他的真理。
For example, observing the Sabbath day.
比如说要守安息圣日。
So he assured me that there was a church, a true Jesus church in his neighborhood and he would attend.
所以他跟我保证说，因为他知道在附近就有一间真耶稣教会，那他会参加。
He would speak with one of the ministers.
他就会跟其中的我们的传道来谈话。
About 6 months later, I received another email from him.
在六个月之后，我又接到他另外一封信。
He was baptized in our church.
他已经在我们教会受洗了。
Gave up his ministry in the Presbyterian church.
他在放弃他在那个其他教会的这个职务。
So we see God work mightily.
所以我们知道神的力量是很大的。
And then we see that it was about, after he was baptized, maybe another month or so that he wrote back again.
那可是在过了几个月之后，我们写信给他，他又回信给我了。
And he was upset again.
那他又觉得非常的沮丧。
He said, I don't understand. The true Jesus Church has such a beautiful truth.
我不了解为什么真耶稣有这么好的真理。
But,The members in this church, in the one that he was attending in Korea, they don't have the desire to preach.
那为什么我在韩国的这些教会，他们都不想要去到处去宣教呢？
They only care about their own salvation.
他们只在乎他自己的救恩。
So they are happy.
所以他们就高兴了。
He said, but we must preach the gospel.
但是我们必须要到处去传道。
So I encouraged him to visit another true Jesus church in that area, because there are many, which he did.
所以我鼓励他去参加在他附近的其他间的真耶稣教会，然后他也这样做了。
And I found out later from some of our pastors in Korea that he was baptized, we know that he was baptized, and that he is now also evangelizing to his friends and his co-workers.
那我后来从其他的传道的口中知道，他不但受洗了，而且他也跟着他的向他所有的亲朋好友来宣扬这个福音。
And around that same time, this was around the year 2001.
大概在同样的时期，大概也就是2001年的时候。
I received an email from a pastor in a church in Nepal.
那我从另外一个在尼泊尔的一个牧师，我从他那边得到了一封信。
Because we know that Nepal is in the base of the Himalaya Mountains.
因为我们知道尼泊尔就在喜马拉雅山脚下。
And this pastor had been led to our website.
那这一位牧师他也是找到了我们的网站。
He was responsible for three churches.
他牧养三间教会。
And in this, his study and his reading through our website, he came to realize there were several truths that he had not been exposed to before.
在他看我们教会的这个网站的时候，他发现有几项真理他之前都没有看到过。
For example, again, the Sabbath.
比如说第一就是要守安息圣日。
Water baptism for remission of our sins.
第二个就是洗礼要洗去我们的罪。
Praying for the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongues.
比如说我们要祈求圣灵，然后证据就是我们的跳动的舌头。
So he invited us to go to visit his churches.
所以他邀请我们去拜访他的教会。
But unfortunately at that time, our International missionary work, the workers were somewhat limited and they were being overworked.
但是在当时很可惜的有许多的会许多的这个国际事工的人员人手不足。
So for about 2 years, I continued to have Bible study with him online.
所以在这两年当中我都一直在网络上跟他查经。
And thank God we were able to arrange a visitation, excuse me, by ministers in from Sabah.
那感谢主那我们终于从沙巴那边有人力可以去拜访他的教会。
And thank God not only this minister, but all three churches, the members of all three churches were converted to the True Jesus Church.
那感谢神除了这位牧师之外他所属的这三间教会他们也通通归到真耶稣教会。
To the body of Christ.
到了主耶稣的身体。
And again, this was probably around the year of 2002, I received an email from a minister in Fresno, California.
大概是在2002年的时候我又收到一封从加州的另外在 Fresno 这个地区的一个教的牧师的信。
This is a very interesting testimony.
这是一个非常有趣的见证。
This minister had been a pastor for over 40 years.
这个牧师他已经当了40年的牧师。
He was in the Pentecostal church.
他是在五旬节教派的教会。
And he had two PhDs.
他有两个博士的学位。
One in theology.
一个是神学。
And one in ancient literature.
一个是在古代文学。
But in his own Bible study, while he was conducting his own Bible study for himself,
当他自己在自己在查考圣经的时候
，He began to question which day is the true Sabbath.
他开始怀疑了，说到底哪一天才是真正的安息日呢？
Now this is a minister that has a theological seminary, 40-acre theological seminary.
那这个牧师他拥有了这个40公顷的土地，然后他是一个学校的这个创办人。
And for 40 years, he's been keeping Sunday.
然后在40年当中，他的这个教会通通都是守星期日。
And now begins to question which day is the true Sabbath.
他现在开始在怀疑，到底哪一天才是真正的安息日呢？
He also began to question the theology that's very popular today about the rapture.
他现在也对其中一个学说叫做 rapture 的学说感到非常的有兴趣。
And so his first search into Google on the internet, he typed in the true Sabbath.
他一开始在网络上搜寻的时候，他就是把真安息日把它打进去。
And our church's website was the very first one to come up.
结果我们教会的网站居然是搜索结果里面的第一笔资料。
I've tried many, many times since then to get that to happen, and it just doesn't happen.
我在之后每次我也试着同样的事情，结果从来没有发生过这样子的事情。
And so then he started to read our teachings about the Sabbath.
所以他就开始读我们教会对于安息日的一些解释。
He became very touched.
他非常的感动。
He said, "What they are preaching is true."
他说他们对于所宣扬的这个安息日是真的。
So then he typed in the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以他就继续又在网络上查说主的二次再来。
Again, our church's website came up the first.
结果我们教会的网站又变成了第一笔资料。
That never happens.
那个对我来说也从来没有发生过。
You try it.
你可以试试看。
It won't happen.
那不会发生的。
Only God made it happen.
只有神让这样的事情发生。
And so he was so excited about what he read, he called, at that time our IA office was in Garden Grove, California.
那他就开始跟我们教会联络，当时的梅总是在园林教会。
And so he called the IA and he spoke with Deacon Pang.
他开始跟连总联络，那当时他跟潘执事联络上了。
And Deacon Pang had him call me in Florida.
那潘执事就将我住在佛罗里达的我的电话给他。
So for over 2 hours we spoke on the phone.
那我跟他就在电话上谈了两个小时。
And for about the first 30 minutes I was somewhat intimidated.
在前30分钟的时候我感觉到有点没有自信。
I mean after all this is a man with two PhDs.
因为这个人他有两个博士学位。
And the theological discussion at the beginning was quite over my head.
他在神学上面的讨论一开始有点超出我的能力之外。
But then I felt the Holy Spirit come upon me.
但是过了不久我就觉得圣灵充满了我。
My fear just disappeared.
我的紧张跟不安就消失了。
Then I became very confident in what I was preaching to him.
那我当我在跟他传道理的时候，我觉得非常有自信。
He became very humble.
那他也非常的谦卑。
So again, I sent him Elder Yang's book.
那再一次的，我就把杨长老的书寄给了他。
And then after, I think it was maybe about 2 weeks after he received the book.
大概在两个礼拜，他收到了这本书之后。
He called me and he said,
他打电话给我，跟我讲说。
I just wanted to, first of all, say that this book that you sent me.
他说这本你寄给我的书。
He said, I don't know who this John Young is. He said, but he writes so wonderful. He writes just like me.
他说我不知道这个杨约翰他到底是谁，可是他写的太棒了，他写的就像我写的一样。
Everything is very clear. Everything is very concise.
每一个事情都是非常的精准，非常的清楚。
When you look at the scripture, you cannot argue it.
当你看这些经节，你没有办法跟他来辩解。
So he said, I just want to let you know that beginning this coming Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, my 12 pastors, he had 12 pastors under him, all of my staff, we will close down the office and begin to observe the Sabbath.
他说我跟你保证，我们从星期五的四点开始，我底下的所有的十二位的牧师，还有我的办公室，通通都会就会休息。
And then I asked him, I said, well, what about Sunday? Your church service is on Sunday.
那我就问他说，那你的教会星期日的聚会呢，会怎么样？
I said, now that you know the truth about the Sabbath, what are you going to do about your congregation?
他说，那你现在已经知道了关于安息日的真理，那你的这个会众怎么办呢？
He said, we will still have to have services on Sunday.
他说，我们星期日还是会有聚会。
But we will also have services on the Sabbath.
但是我们在星期六安息日的时候也会有聚会。
He says, and every Sunday we will be preaching about the Sabbath.
他说每个礼拜天我们会宣扬星期六的安息圣日的道理。
He said, I know I will lose some members.
他说我知道我会流失一些信徒。
He said, but now that I know the truth, I have to preach it.
但是我现在已经知道了真理了，我就必须要照这样子来传。
And so he invited us to meet with him.
所以他就邀请了我们去跟他碰面。
To have an open Bible conference.
会有一个开放的圣经的论坛。
But unfortunately, before we could arrange that,
但是在我们能够安排这个论坛之前呢，
many members left his church.
很不幸的，他流失了许多的信徒。
The funding began to dry up.
他们的经费已经不够了。
He had to close his school.
他们必须要把他的这个学校关起来。
He even lost the website.
他连他的这个网站也必须要关起来。
And eventually we lost touch with him.
那最终我们就没有办法，我们就跟他失去联络。
But the important thing to see here is that God is opening the eyes of many, many people to understand the truth about the Sabbath.
但是很重要的事情，在这边我想强调的就是，神仍然打开许多人的眼睛，让他们知道安息日的真理。
Even in my own discussions with people through the internet.
就连我跟许多在网络上其他的人的讨论，
I am finding more and more and more people being led to understand that the true day of worship is the Sabbath.
我发现有越来越多的人来到我们教会的网站，他们发现了真正的安息日是星期六。
We are reaching into the far corners of the world.
我们可以不断的传到了世界上很远的地方。
How many of you are willing to go to Afghanistan?
你们谁愿意去阿富汗呢？
Pakistan.
巴基斯坦。
I don't see any hands raised.
我没有看到任何人把手举起来。
They are requesting us to go.
他要求我们去那边。
We need workers.
我们需要圣工人员去那里。
God needs his soldiers to be able to stand up to go.
那神带领这些神的军人去那边去那边传福音。
In, I believe it was the year 2003.
我记得是2003年的时候。
I received an email from a minister in the Congo region, Tanzania.
我收到了一封信是从非洲的刚果坦桑尼亚的这个地区寄来的。
He was just one pastor of many in that region that belonged to the same church.
那他是那边当地的一个教会，许多教会的其中的一位牧师。
They were Baptists.
他们是浸信会。
And Pastor Banyanga was his name. He wrote to us saying, "What a beautiful website and such wonderful truth."
那这一位牧师 Banyanga 他就写信跟我们说，你们的网站做得很好，而且有很多的真理在里面。
I have shared this information with our General Assembly in when he's talking about his General Assembly at the Baptist Church in Congo.
他说我曾经把你们的网站跟我们的总会，他们教会的总会分享。
And they all agreed that we should invite you to come to preach to us to share more of this truth.
说我们都同意，我们愿意邀请你们来跟我们分享这些真理。
Of course.Whenever we receive emails from Africa, we have to sometimes proceed with caution.
当然，我们常常如果收到了从非洲寄来的这个信件的时候，我们总是要特别的小心。
I think for those of us who are active on the internet, we've all at one time or another had somebody from Nigeria wanting to make us a millionaire.
我们如果你有在用网络的时候，你总是会接到一些从奈及利亚的那些的信，他们告诉你说你要成为亿万富翁了。
They all want to put money in our bank account.
他们都要把他们的钱放到我们的银行户头里。
But in reality, they want to steal from our bank account.
但实际上，他们却是要偷你银行里户头的钱。
So we proceed with caution in Africa.
那我们就特别的小心。
Not with we try not to be cynical, but we try to use the wisdom God gives us.
我们不要靠自己，但是我们要试着用神给我们的话来做事。
So it took about.Again, another 2 years before we could arrange to have ministers to visit that region.
那我们又花了整整两年的时间，我们就可以安排了圣工人员到当地去拜访。
And during that time, I continued to have Bible study and discussion with him about our doctrinal beliefs.
在那两年之间，我还是继续的在网络上跟他有这个网络上这个不断对圣经的讨论。
And it was quite difficult because he spoke French.
那是非常的困难的，因为他是讲法文的。
And even though my family was from France originally, and we spoke French at home, now I mostly know Chinese.
就算是我当初我的家族是从法国来的，然后那我们在家里面一开始都是讲法文，可是我现在比较会说中文。
Mandarin and Taiwanese.
他会说国语还有台湾话。
我跟你讲我的更好。You know, my French is gone.
所以我的法文已经完全的忘记了。
So I Googled the French.
所以我就开始用在这个搜寻这个法文。
And this is how we have the Bible study.
那这就是我们如何用法文来写 email.
For 2 years.
有两年之久。
But thank God he remained very fervent.
感谢神，他们非常的有热心。
So when we were finally able to arrange for preacher Pastor Young and Pastor T.K. Chin from U.K. to go visit,
当时我们终于安排了从英国的杨传道还有 T.K. 去那边拜访的时候
，and they were so touched.
他们非常的感动。
Some of you may have already read these testimonies.
你们有些人可能已经看过这些见证。
They were so touched when they went there. They said it was they could.Only imagine that this must be how the early workers in our church felt in China and in Taiwan.
那他们一定可以感觉到，这一定是早期教会的工人在中国或者是在台湾，他们同样的感受。
Their first visit, over 300 were baptized.
他们一开始拜访的时候，有300位受洗。
Some of them walked 8 hours just to come to attend the service.
有些人为了参加这个聚会，走了8个小时。
And when they arrived, the service was over.
当他们到的时候，聚会已经结束了。
So instead of staying the night, they had to walk all the way back to take care of their animals.
所以当他们没有办法留下来过夜，因为他们又继续要往回走，因为他们要照顾他们的动物。
And then walk back again.
那他们又再走回来。
This is for the love of God.
这是为神的爱的关系。
The love of His gospel.
这是他的福音。
The desire to know the truth.
这是为了他们了解真理的心。
And of those over 300, 60 of them were.Ministers from 10 different denominations.
那在这三百位当中，有60位是其他教会的一些牧师。
And since that time, many more have been baptized.
啊，自从那个之后，有更多的人接受洗礼。
And the word is spreading.
那这个消息都传出去了。
We continue to receive emails from other ministers, other denominations, say they heard about our church from what's called, you know, mouth to mouth, they heard about our church and they want to know more too.
那因为口耳相传的缘故，我们收到了其他更多人写给我们的信，因为他们听到了发生的事情。
You know, sometimes we complain about when we baptize, maybe the water is too cold.
有的时候我们抱怨，也许我们洗礼的时候水太冷。
Or the bottom is too rocky.
或者是这个底下太松动。
I saw videos that Pastor Vuti and Preacher Cole took in Africa.
我看到了Vuti 传道还有柯传道在非洲的一些录影带。
They walk for miles.
他们走很远的路。
And then they have to walk through mud, actual real thick mud up to their necks.
他们经过了这些很深的泥沼到他的这个脖子的深度。
Just to get to a place where they can have some clear water, a little bit of water where they can baptize.
就是为了要找到这个流动的活水的地方，可以让他们举行洗礼。
Do we have that kind of heart?
我们有这样子的心吗？
That kind of faith.
这样子信心吗？
I just found out recently that from Pastor Senior Pastor Cho, we have too many Pastor Chos.
我们有太多周传道了，所以我最近发现那个老周传道。
So maybe we need to make the old one elder, so we only have two.
所以也许我们只要让老周传道变长老，所以我们不会被每次搞不清楚。
But he will be going to Italy, to Spain, and to Greece.
那他即将要前往意大利，去希腊，还有去希腊，还有西班牙。
Italy, we just now have a church of over 130 members.
那我们刚刚成立了一间超过百人的在意大利的教会。
In Spain and Greece,
还有西班牙跟意大利。
Both of them over 90.
跟西班牙他们都已经人数都超过90个人。
Pastor Leon will be going to Dubai.
那梁传道要到杜拜去。
We have many members from China, from Fuzhou and Dubai.
我们有许多的中国大陆的信徒，他们现在都移民到那里去。
So thank God we can see that His word is spreading.
那我们可以感谢神，我们可以看到他的话不断的传扬到世界各地。
We are in touch with them through the internet.
我们可以跟其他的人接触，借由网络的关系。
And on a personal note,
那对于我自己来说。
One day I was at home answering the emails.
有一次我在家里面这个回别人的信。
And this woman had requested to order Elder Young's book.
有一位女士，她就是跟我们要求要我们寄杨长老的书给她。
So I sent her an email and said that the book should arrive in a week or two.
那我就写了一封信，告诉她说你要的书大概在一两个礼拜就会寄到。
If you have any questions, just let me know.
你有任何的问题的话，那就让我知道就好了。
Well, the very next day, she had a question.
结果第二天，她就有了一个问题。
I said, "How can she ask so quick? I haven't even sent the book out yet."
她说：“你怎么？”她我就想说，她怎么会有问题这么快呢？我还没有把书寄给她。
The question was, "Did you used to go to high school in Michigan?"
她就问我说：“你是不是之前在密西根州那边念书呢？”
It was my high school classmate.
他原来是我的高中同学。
Hadn't seen them in over 40 years.
我还没有，我这跟他们已经没有见面，已经超过40
年。Been totally out of touch for all that time.
而且我们完全断绝了联络。
And I found out that she had married one of my good friends.
那结果她后来嫁给了我另外一个好朋友。
And so for 40 years, they both were very active in the Salvation Army.
所以在那这些年当中，他们非常在救世军教会里面非常的活跃。
And a lot of people don't realize, but the Salvation Army is a church.
很多人大家都不知道，救世军他们其实是一间教会。
That was supposed to be their primary function.
那是因为他们最主要的一个功能。
But as we know, it eventually evolved into being more of a charity organization.
但是我们后来知道，他们比较像是一个慈善的机构。
And so in the work that I do in the internet ministry, I have to know a lot about the other beliefs of other denominations and other religions.
因为我做这个网络事工的关系，我必须要对其他教会的许多事情都要有一些了解。
So after a while, after we caught up on old times,
所以在之后呢，我跟他聊一聊往事了之后呢
，I ask her a very simple question.
我问他一个很简单的问题。
And I already knew the answer, but I wanted her to say the answer.
我已经知道他会回答什么，可是我要他回答我。
I said, "Have you been baptized?"
我问他说，你有没有受洗
？She said, "Oh no, in the Salvation Army, we don't believe in baptism. We just dedicate our life to God."
他说没有啊，因为在这个我们救世军教会里面，我们不需要洗礼，我们只是把我们的生命献给神。
And I said to her, "Well, thank God that you have the heart to dedicate your life to God."
我跟他讲说，感谢神，你有这个心要把你的生命献给神。
But do yourself a favor.
但是你帮你自己个忙。
Because salvation is so important.
因为救恩太重要了。
That we should not just solely give it and rely upon the hands of the, give it to the hands of the ministers.
我们不应该只是把这个我们的救恩就是依赖在这个他们的牧师身上。
Because sometimes it can be a case of the blind leading the blind.
因为有时候可能是一个盲人在带领一个盲人。
So whatever I share with you, or whatever your minister share with you, go to the Word of God to see if it's true.
所以不管是我对你说的，或者是你的牧师跟你说的，你还是要回到圣经来，你自己看看是真的还是假的。
Because on Judgment Day, I will not be standing next to you, and or your minister will not be standing next to you, saying, "It's okay, Lord, I told you to believe that way."
因为在审判日的时候，我们站在神的面前，我不会站在你的旁边，你的牧师也不会站在你的旁边，然后跟神讲说，没有关系，神，我已经跟他讲了，没有问题了。
We have to answer to our own for our own belief.
我们必须每个人要对自己的信仰负责。
And so I gave her Bible verses to read.
所以我给她一些经节来念。
You know, John 3:5.
约翰福音3:5.
Acts 2:38.
使徒行传2:38.
Mark 16:16.
马可福音16:16
and a few others.
还有其他的经节。
I said, read these verses.
我跟他讲说，念这些经节。
Ask yourself, do I need to be baptized?
问你自己，你到底需不需要接受洗礼
？So the next day she wrote back.
所以第二天他又回信了。
Oh, I couldn't sleep.
他说我没有办法睡着。
From what I'm reading, I have to be baptized.
就我念到的这些经节，我都应该要接受洗礼。
And I said, well, don't take my word for it.
他说你不要相信我。
Take these verses.To your pastor,
你把这些经节拿去问你的牧师
，and ask him.
那你来问他
，Do you need to be baptized?
你需不需要接受洗礼
？So she did, and the pastor told her it's not necessary.
那他就拿去问他的牧师，结果他的牧师跟他讲说不需要了。
We just dedicate our life to God.
我们只是要献上我们的生命给神。
She said, but these verses from Jesus says we must be baptized.
可是这些耶稣告诉我们的话说，我们一定要接受洗礼。
He says, oh, that was just for those days.
那他的牧师说啊，那只是当时的时候是需要。
It's not necessary now.
现在不需要。
All you have to do is believe.
你只要做的就是要相信。
And you are saved.
那你就能得救。
And she insisted.
那他很坚持。
And he said, "Okay, if you want to be baptized, we'll baptize you."
那个牧师说，你如果要洗礼的话，好吧，那就替你洗礼。
But it doesn't mean anything.
但是呢，并不代表任何事情。
So right then and there.The seed of doubt was planted into her heart.
所以就在当时，她的心中就埋下了一个怀疑的种子。
She began to question.
她开始怀疑。
And so then I asked her a few days later.
那我过了几天就问她。
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
你有没有圣灵
？Oh yes, I do.
她说有啊，我有。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢
？Oh, I feel so much love and so much warmth from God.
那我对于她说，我对于神的爱感到非常的温暖。
I feel so peaceful and joyful.
我非常的平安，非常的喜乐。
I said, "Well, thank God."
我说感谢神。
But do yourself a favor.
但是帮你自己个忙。
Read these Bible verses.
念以下这些圣经经节。
Ask yourself the question.
问你自己这个问题。
Did they receive the Holy Spirit when they believed?
这些人在他受圣灵的时候，是不是他受洗的时候
？When did they receive the Holy Spirit?
他们什么时候得到了圣灵
？How did the disciples and the people know?When they received the Holy Spirit.
当时的使徒怎么判断这些人得到了圣灵
？So the next day she actually called me.
所以第二天她竟然打电话给我。
Are you trying to convert me?
说你是不是要我去你们教会啊
？She said I'm starting to get upset.
我已经开始越来越沮丧了。
I'm not trying to convert you.
说我没有要你来我们教会。
That's between you and God.
那是你跟神之间的关系。
I just want to share God's truth with you.
我只是要分享神的真理。
Whether you accept it or not is up to you.
不管你接不接受，这是你的事情。
But I have to share this His truth with you.
但是我必须要分享神的真理给你。
And so that summer they purchased a RV and they traveled down to Florida for vacation.
那个夏天他们就买了一台休旅车，所以他们就可以开着这个车开到了佛罗里达。
So they stayed in a campground. It was about an hour away from Tampa.
那他们就在一个露营的地方，住了下来。那他是在那个佛罗里达坦帕市的一个小时车程的地方。
So I drove there about every night for about 1 hour each way.
那所以我就是来回开每天开一个小时去找他们。
We had Bible study together.
我们一起来查经。
And then, so I invited them to our first Sabbath service.
所以我就邀请他们来参加我们第一个安息日聚会。
And then before they, when they came in earlier, and I sat down with them and I explained to them about our prayer.
当他们早点到了教会的时候，我坐下来跟他们讲谈论我们的祷告方式。
I shared that many of our members will be praying in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
那我跟他们讲说，我们的许多的信徒通通都会说灵言。
I said, "Don't be alarmed."
他说，那你不要害怕。
I said, "This is a gift from God."
这是一个神的恩赐。
It's a promise from God.
这是神的应许。
And I said, "But you pray however you feel comfortable."
但是你用你舒服的方式来祷告。
So during that prayer, they sat all the way in the back, and afterwards, she told me, she says, "You know." It is different.
所以当我们这个聚会结束的祷告的时候，他们坐在最后一排，在结束的时候，他跟我讲说，你们的祷告真的不一样。
She said, "I've heard people pray in tongues before."
说我有听过其他人用灵言祷告。
She said, "But not like this."
但是不像这样。
She said, "This is different."
他说这是不一样的。
She said, "It was just so beautiful, so wonderful."
他说这是非常美好的。
And so I encouraged them the next week, because they both have health problems. I encouraged them the next week to sit in the front.
那因为他们身体健康的关系，第二个礼拜我鼓励他们坐在第一排。
And so myself and another minister would lay hands upon.
所以我们可以替我跟还有另外一位圣职人员可以替他按手。
And after that prayer, I noticed she wasn't. I couldn't find her.
结果在祷告结束的时候，我找不到这一位女士。
So I asked her husband, "Where's your wife?"
我问他先生说，你太太呢？
He said, "I don't know. It wasn't my turn to watch her."
他说我不知道，又不是我轮到我来看守她。
So then I looked over her, and finally I found her sitting in her truck, and she was crying.
所以后来我继续到处去找她，后来我发现她就坐在她的这个车子里面，在那边哭。
Is she okay?
我问她说，你还好吧？
She said, "Oh, I don't know who touched me." She said, "But it was like blue electricity went all through my body."
她说我不知道是谁摸了我，但是我就像全身触电一样。
She said, "I began to cry."
我开始哭。
She said, "Actually, I became a little bit afraid."
那我开始有一点点害怕。
So then I explained to her. God is working with you.
那我跟他解释说，神就是在向你动工了。
And I encourage her to pray more.
我鼓励他多祷告。
And thank God, the next prayer she received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，他的下一次祷告的时候，他真正得到圣灵。
Now they went back to Michigan.
他后来又开回，他们开回去密西根州。
And every Sabbath, I would use my cell phone, dial up their home phone in Michigan.And set my phone on the pulpit.
那每一次安息日聚会的时候，我就会拿我的手机打电话给他们，然后放在讲台上。
And they were earnestly seeking after the truth.
那他们非常热心要查考圣经。
They told all their friends and their family, "Do not disturb us Saturday morning because that's our time for church."
他跟他所有的亲人朋友讲说，你们星期六的时候不要去做任何事情，因为那是我们安息日。
So.They sang along together. They prayed together.
他们一同唱诗祷告。
And they listened to the sermons.
他们听这个正道。
And little by little, God began to increase their faith.
那一点点一点点的神增添了他们的信心。
And so one time they in the winter time they came down to escape the lovely weather up here in the north.
一个冬天他们又开车下来，因为北边的天气实在是太冷了。
We call a lot of people who come down to Florida in the winter time, we call them snowbirds.
我们叫那些每天冬天都会跑来佛罗里达 的这些人，我们都叫他候鸟。
They come down in the winter where it's nice and warm, and then they fly back in the summer and they cheer for the Yankees.
他们冬天就会飞到佛罗里达州来，因为佛罗里达的天气非常温暖，等到天气变好的时候再回去。
But that's okay, we welcome them anyway.
那没有关系，我们还是很鼓励他们来，因为就算他们替洋基队加油。
So they came down and it just so happened we were having a special baptism for another sister who was from Elizabeth Church.
那就在他们在佛罗里达的时候，我们当时要举办一个洗礼，我们要为另外一位伊丽莎白教会的姐妹举办特别的洗礼。
She wanted to be baptized in Tampa because it was too cold in New Jersey.
因为这位伊丽莎白的姐妹，她想要在佛罗里达洗礼，那是因为在伊丽莎白太冷。
Plus, she was my relative.
而且她也是我的亲戚。
Now, The truth seekers at that time, truth seekers, my friends from Michigan, they had come down and they were visiting.
那当时我那两位密西根的朋友，他也下来拜访我们。
And I had never shared with them any testimonies about visions and healings and miracles during baptism.
在之前，我并没有跟他们分享过任何在洗礼当中，有人会看见异象啊，或者是治疗疾病之类的一些神迹奇事。
So they really did not know what to expect because this was the first time witnessing a baptism.
所以他们其实因为这是他们第一次看观看洗礼，他们并不知道会发生什么事情。
So as I led the sister into the water,
所以我就是带领这位姐妹下水。
And then she knelt down to pray.
那她跪下来开始祷告。
And we baptized her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins.
我们奉主耶稣圣名替她洗礼，然后全身浸水。
And we placed her forward into the water.
我们把她的这个我们把她全部的就浸在水里面。
I did not know anything at that time, other than she was being baptized. I didn't realize this. Something else had happened.
那当时在我替她洗礼的时候，我并不知道有任何事情发生。
My friend who had been sitting on the shore, she came to me later privately, and she said, "You know, I saw something very strange during the baptism."
那我在岸上观看的这两位朋友呢，这个太太又私下跑来问我说，在洗礼的时候，我看发现了一件很奇怪的事情。
And she said, as the sister was being taken out into the water, she said, "I was thinking, why is the minister wearing a red hat?"
当我在看这个你带着这一位姐妹下水的时候，我想说问我自己，到底从什么时候开始，她戴了一个红色的帽子。
And then she realized later as it was not a hat because she saw the redness spread over the minister and the sister being baptized and into the water.
在后来她发现这其实并不是一个红色的帽子，因为这个红色的这个光就扩散开来，照在这个圣职人员身上，还有洗礼的这位姐妹身上。
And she described it as just such a pure, pure red color. She'd never seen before.
她描述这个红色就是非常非常的红，她从来没有看过这样子的东西。
And then, so I explained to her that sometimes this happens.
那再后来我就跟她解释了。
God will allow people to experience a vision so that they know that His truth and fully accept and believe in His truth.
有的时候神会让这个人看到这个异象，然后就是可以让他们完全接受这个真理。
And later, about maybe 15, 20 minutes, her husband came to me, and he had not spoken to his wife yet, so he came to me and he shared the same vision.
那结果过了15分钟，他的先生没有跟他太太这个交谈之下，又跑来找我，结果他也看到同样的事情。
This really reinforced my own faith.
这真正的加添了我本人的信心。
That two people who had no knowledge, no pre-forewarned knowledge of this type of miracle happening, experienced it.
在这两位从来没有听过这样子的神迹奇事的人，那他们真正的亲眼见证了这样子的神迹。
Thank God they have now been baptized in our church.
感谢主，他们在我们的教会接受了洗礼。
Even though their husband has severe health problems, he's on a kidney dialysis 3 times a week.
就算这位先生他有非常严重的健康问题，他必须每个礼拜洗肾洗三次。
He suffered 2 strokes.
那这位太太本身有两次中风。
A heart attack.
他也有心脏病。
And he's had part of his left foot amputated.
而且他的这个左脚都有很严重的疾病。
They come every Sabbath.
他们每个安息日都会来参加聚会。
He has such a positive, cheerful attitude.
他们有非常正面的一些这个态度。
He said what do I have to complain about?
说我要抱怨什么呢?
The Lord Jesus died for me on the cross.
主耶稣在为我死在十字架上。
He suffered far more than I could ever suffer.
他为我受苦的那个痛苦比我所受的苦还要更多。
So I'm very touched by his attitude.
所以我对于他们的态度感到非常感动。
You know, as we read about the first, you know, we talk about the first mission of our Lord Jesus is to preach the gospel to all the world.
我们刚刚谈到了这个主耶稣给我们的两项任务的第一项，就是我们要向往普天下去传福音给万民。
Another difficult part is to pastor them, to feed the sheep.
第二个使命也是非常的困难，就是我们要如何的喂养他们。
How are we going to feed those sheep and tend for them and care for them when they are living in Afghanistan or they're living in the Middle East or other countries?
我们如何牧养这些主的小羊？当他们在中东或者是在这个阿富汗的地方，我们如何来做呢？
It's not always easy to get to them.
如果要亲自拜访他们，这是非常不容易的。
But thank God the internet has allowed us to do that too.
但是感谢主，网络可以让我们做到达到同样的事情。
Through the internet, we're able to provide counseling.
借着网络，我们可以辅导他们。
There was a sister in Singapore.
有一位在新加坡的姐妹。
She was very upset because she had married a Gentile.
她非常的沮丧，因为她嫁给了外邦人。
And she was receiving all kinds of some persecution from some of the other members.
而且他还是从其他的他的家庭成员当中受到了逼迫。
And she was convinced that she had sinned greatly against God.
他就是他就是认为他自己向神犯了罪。
So she was very depressed.
所以他非常的沮丧。
But thank God, after a period of a couple years of counseling with her.
但是感谢主，在经过了几年对他的辅导之后
，and her husband.
而且我们还有对她的先生辅导。
We were eventually able to lead her husband to Christ.
我们终于可以带领她的先生归向主。
And they are so happy and so joyful.
而且他们非常的喜乐。
We can also pastor them through testimonies, through devotionals, through Bible studies online.
而且我们可以借着一些见证，还有一些查经，我们可以在网路上面来牧养他们。
For those that don't read English.
对于那些不念英文的人
，We have websites in many languages.
我们有许多不同语言的网站。
For example, in Chinese, Taiwan has an excellent website.
比如说，对于念中文的人，在台湾有很棒的网站。
And that website will also link you to many other websites from our church in Chinese.
而且他们这个教会的这个网站，它还可以带你去其他用中文的网站。
You can also listen to sermons.
你还可以听正道。
You can even view video sermons.
你甚至可以看一些这个影片。
So thank God for this internet ministry.
所以感谢神，我们有这个网络事工。
So we know that the internet can be used for bad things.
我们知道网络有的时候你可以用拿它来做不好的事情。
Satan will also use the internet to try to pull people into a sinful world.
撒旦也可以借着网络把我们拉向这个罪恶的世界。
But if we approach the use of it with the heart to give glory and thanks to God,
但是如果我们使用网络是以着荣耀神的这个心来使用的话
，to praise Him and to reach out to those who are lost,
来赞美他，或者是来跟这些迷失的羊联络
，God will bless us.
神会祝福我们。
Even in the United States, almost every one of our churches have had people come in through the doors because of what they read on the internet.
就像在全美各地教会都有人会来教会寻找，是因为他们从网络上得知的关系。
Searching for a Sabbath-keeping church.
找一个守安息日的教会。
Whatever the reason was,
不管他们的原因是什么
，God led them to our doors.
神带领他们找到了我们。
So is it possible to preach the gospel?Throughout the world,
所以肯不可能向普天下万民传福音呢
？Let's turn to Matthew 19.
我们来翻开马太福音19章。
Matthew 19.
马太福音19章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。第二十六节，耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
The Lord Jesus says, "With men, it seems impossible."
主耶稣说，在人这是不能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
We must remember that God doesn't really need our help to preach the gospel.
我们要知道，神不需要我们的帮忙来传福音。
It is us who need His help.
而是我们需要他的帮助来传福音。
So we must always seek after the abidance of God.
所以我们总是要寻求主与我们同在。
Many of us perhaps feel too shy or too weak.
有的时候我们总是觉得很害羞，或者是太软弱。
We are afraid to preach to our friends and family.
我们也不敢向我们的家人或者是朋友来传福音。
And perhaps even strangers.
或更不用说向陌生人传福音。
That's okay.
那没有关系。
Lead them to the place where they can receive it. That's all you have to do.
你只要带领他们到他们可以领受的地方，这样就可以了。
Give them the website address.
给他们我们教会的网址。
So that they have questions.
所以当他们有问题的时候
，they can write in.
他们可以写信。
Or they can attend a local church.
或者是他们可以参加当地聚会。
And then someone who's more comfortable or more confident in preaching the gospel to them, more gifted, can do so.
所以当如果有人更有恩赐，可以愿意有可以跟他们传福音的时候，他们可以这样做。
So let us sing hymn 284.
我们来唱诗284首。
Some of us may not be able to, or may not have the gift to evangelize.
我们也许不是每个人都有恩赐能够来传福音。
But some may have gifts in other areas.
那我们也许在其他方面有恩赐。
If you have a desire and you want to help in the internet ministry,
如果你有这个愿意来协助我们的网络事工
，whether it is through financial offering or through your time or your talents.
不管是在经济上，或者是在你的时间，或者是你的恩赐上面
，just contact your local church council.
那就是跟当地的职务会联络
，and they will be able to put you in the right direction.
那他们就会把你派到正确的方向去。
We are always in need of writers in the English site.
我们对于我们英文的写作总是需要 很多的帮忙。
We even offer training once a year for that.
而且我们现在每一年都会举办这个训练营。
But there is one thing that all of us can do.
但是有一件事情就是我们每一个人都可以做的。
And that is pray.
那就是祷告。
To pray that God's word will be spread everywhere.
我们这样子祷告就是我们让神的话能够传到地极。
That we plant the seed.
我们播撒种。
And God will make it grow.
那神就会让它成长。
Sometimes those of us who've been in the church for a long time, we think about the old days, the good old days.
有的时候，如果你已经是来教会参加聚会很久的时候，你会怀念早期的日子。
How many times people would just walk into the chapel and receive the Holy Spirit right away?
有的时候，许多人当时就光是走进会堂祷告，马上得到圣灵。
We would always hear many testimonies of miracles and visions and healings.
我们总是听到许多早期的神迹奇事见证。
But God is still working today.
但是神今天还是在动工。
It's just in a little bit different way.
只是用不同的方式。
So we pray that God will continue to work with us in the internet ministry and our individual ministries.
我们求神继续带领我们的网络事工，还有我们每个人个人的布道。
So that His truth can be spread and souls can be saved.
所以他的真理能够被宣扬。然后那些灵魂能够得救。
So now we're going to pray.
我们现在要一同来祷告。
We ask God to pour out His Spirit upon us.
我们求神的灵浇灌在我们当中。
So that just like on the day of Pentecost,
就像是五旬节的时候。
We come together with one mind and one accord.
我们一同心同意的来这边聚集。
In obedience to our Lord.
我们向神顺服。
With a humble and contrite heart.
那我们有一颗顺服的心。
Asking Him to fill us with His Spirit.
求神。将他的灵浇灌在我们当中
so that we can have the power to carry out his work.
所以我们就有力量能够继续来做圣工
because we know that he will abide with us.
因为我们知道他与我们同在
Let us pray.
一同跪下祷告